Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. The Outlaw here. It is Tuesday, October 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news investigators with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office have located several card skimmers at a Chevron gas station at 5111 State Road 64 West in Ona, Florida. If you have used your card at this station, please keep a watchful eye on your accounts. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, along with submission of a complete program application and necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event starting at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. This Thursday night, your Hardy Wildcats will play a non-conference matchup at home against the Auburndale Bloodhounds. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County. Goodwill of Minnesota is looking for a cashier. You must have a high school diploma or GED with 6 months of cash handling and retail experience preferred. Winn-Dixie is looking for a meat associate. You must be 18 years of age, proficient in English, and have work authorization in the U.S. And the Home Depot is looking for a lot associate. Direct customer interaction is frequently required for some positions, and excellent customer service skills are required. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
To Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Conditions mostly cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 74%. Heat index is 87. Winds east at 16.1 miles an hour. Visibility 10 miles and the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:28 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers this morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with a 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds around 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 30%. Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon, highs in the lower 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain 60%, and Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation's 102nd annual convention, scheduled for January in San Diego, will instead be a virtual event due to coronavirus restrictions. The San Diego Convention Center, where the annual meeting was to be held January 10th through the 13th, has canceled all events through January. According to AgWeb.com, the virtual convention will remain on the same dates and will be free to all attendees. Plans to expand two federal reservoirs in California would help the state adapt its aging water system to meet significant and steadily mounting water insecurity issues. That's according to the California Farm Bureau Federation. The Farm Bureau and other groups say expansion of Lake Shasta and San Luis Reservoir would benefit the environment and economy. Last week, the White House announced creation of a water sub-cabinet to streamline federal water management. The USDA and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office are accepting applications for new members to serve on 7 Agricultural Trade Advisory Committees. According to AgriMarketing.com, members of the Agricultural Policy Advisory Committee advise USDA and USTR on operating existing U.S. trade agreements, on negotiating new agreements, and on other trade policy matters. Members of 6 Agricultural Technical Advisory Committees provide technical guidance on international trade issues that affect both domestic and foreign production.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of The McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name is Brian Bauman. So our farm was established in 1918 here in Washtenaw. The McGregor Company is doing research right in our backyard to the point where we've actually had a McGregor Company research plot in one of our fields.
The Pacific Northwest is home for us, and we are invested here for the long term.
So it doesn't get any closer to home than that.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
They're local and they're supporting local companies.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Strawberry and winter vegetable growers will want to be proactive about applying a residual herbicide to the row middle. This is according to Steve Lee, Extension weed scientist and assistant professor of crop and soil science at Auburn University.
So in the vegetable world, or in those plastic culture production system, growers just need to pull down a good residual in the row middle to start a crop with, instead of having to come back and deal with these tall winter weeds in the row middle later on, because that would be very hard.
Lee says it's important to be proactive in these strawberry and vegetable crop systems because there aren't a lot of other available options.
Row middle is only about 3 feet wide. So any type of tillage is almost impossible, because if you use a rototiller or something like that, you're going to damage your plastic bed. And then when you have lots of winter annual, those weeds and junks in the row middle, spraying them later in the season or in early spring is almost impossible, because your crop is also getting pretty tall. So at that time, when you spray your row middle, the concern for herbicide drift, what you spray drifting onto your crop, is pretty high.
Also important is to be conscious of certain weeds developing resistance to commonly used herbicides like glyphosate.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Ian McGregor of the McGregor Company. We view our role as that of a partner.
My name's Jeff Pittman. Great-grandpa farm, my grandpa farm, my dad farm, so it's a family farm. McGregor's is a great company. They got a lot of research and development they're doing. I like Instruct, but I use it on all my acres. It shows improving yields and healthier plants, so I like the product.
It's about producing the best crop to help our customers succeed.
InServe, Kickstarter, and Kickstarter Pulse, and Instruct, I use them all.
The McGregor Company, dedicated people who care.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
Now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Home construction rose 1.9% last month after falling in August. Home building remains a bright spot of the virus-battered economy. The Justice Department reportedly about to file a lawsuit alleging that Google has been abusing its dominance in online search, stifle competition, and harm consumers. Wall Street's key averages trading higher at mid-morning, investors encouraged by signs of progress in talks over a new coronavirus economic stimulus package. The Trump administration and congressional Democrats set to meet again to continue their quest for a deal. Finland's national carrier Finnair plans to cut 700 jobs, over 10% of its workforce, by the end of March. It's a result of the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on global travel, Finnair joining a long list of airlines making cuts. With business, Samrich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Bernie Bennett. Coach Sean McDermott and the Buffalo Bills had an opportunity to measure themselves against the AFC's elite over the span of a week. They fell short of primetime aspirations. The teams that played in last year's AFC Championship game had an easy time with the Bills, who were thumped at Tennessee last Tuesday night and overrun by rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and the Kansas City Chiefs in a 26-17 loss on Monday night. The big plus for the Bills is that they still lead the AFC East, a game ahead of Miami, with New England uncharacteristically languishing in third place. A World Series like no other opens tonight, with Clayton Kershaw's Los Angeles Dodgers pursuing redemption, Kevin Kiermaier's Tampa Bay Rays seeking acclaim, and Major League Baseball relieved just to reach the championship of the pandemic-delayed season. Buzz figures to be dampened, with attendance down about 11,000 in the smallest crowd of a series game since roughly 1909. The Fall Classic will be played entirely on artificial turf for the first time since 1993 at a new $1.2 billion Global Life Field in Texas. This is SRN Sports. William & Mary plans to reinstate three women's athletic programs that have been targeted to be cut. The decision helps the school avoid a lawsuit and move closer to gender equality under Title IX. The plan announced Monday reverses a September 3rd decision to cut women's swimming, volleyball, and gymnastics, along with four men's sports, in a cost-saving measure. The announcement was made by former athletic director Samantha Huge, who resigned a month later. The school said additional cuts in men's participation or an increase in women's participation will be needed to get the athletic department compliant with Title IX within 2 years. Italian challenger Luna Rossa has launched its second America's Cup racing yacht after lowering the 75-foot high-tech monohull into the waters of the team's Auckland, New Zealand base. Luna Rossa became the third team in 4 days to reveal its second-generation design. It follows the recent launches of second boats of U.S. challenger American Magic and Britain's Ineos Team UK. Designers won't see how the new boats differ from the first boats they've been testing for a while.
Concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day: people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.